Okay, so today is Daf Kuf Yud. Right, we're on Kuf Yud, a couple lines down from the words Hanman de Charche Chivra Chivya. Okay, that's where we are. Okay, Baruch Hashem, I prepared. Okay, Hanman de Charche Chivya. So, person who I guess has a snake right wrapped around him. So, what are you supposed to do? Linchos lemaya, go to the water, go to the river. Veliskov di kula aresha, and put a basket on top of the snake. Vila hadke mine, and then you put the basket some down, and the snake apparently will go into the basket. The kisalik ilavei, and when the snake goes into the basket, lishdiye lemaya, you should quickly throw the basket with the snake into the water. Vilislok vilaste, and then run away. Okay, haiman demikne bechivya. So you have a person who gets the snake is. This has locked him in. You know, he locked it in. The snake locked him in. Mr. Chi, can you mute yours? High mind the karche chivya lindchos. Sorry, high mind the minke bechivya. Oh, ika chavre behadei. If he has a friend with him, lirkive arba garmidei. He should she could go on his shoulders, and his friend should carry him. For four amos. Apparently, the assumption is that the snake is only locked in to you. So, if you and the snake is locked into somehow your scent, which is on the ground, so you go onto your friend's shoulders and for four amos, and then the snake won't be able to smell you. Ilone, I guess if you don't have a friend, lishaver nigra, you should jump over some puddle of water. If you ilone, and if you don't have this puddle of water, liabinara, then you should go across the river. Ubilele losve lepuria abrachavisa, and then or at night you should raise your bed on top of four different barrels. Losve lepuria abrachavisa. Okay. Vinigne bekochve. You should lie outside under the stars, meaning an open area, so that the snake I guess can't come from the roof. Vilese abrishunri, and you should bring four cats. Filisrinu ba'abra kar dupure, and you should tie the four cats on each of the four bedposts. Vilishe shachave vilishe yahasam, and you should bring some thorns and thistles, I guess, and you should throw them around the bed. Diki shama kale, and when the cats hear the sound of the snake, achli le, they'll eat it. I don't know. Haiman deroyit abasre, so you have one who has a snake who's running after it. Lirhit be. Chalasa, you should run through the ditches. Yeah, well, I guess because I don't understand that. Because the snake can't go in the sand. Is that really true? Don't rattlesnakes like live in the sand? I don't know. Honey, now comes to even the weirder ones. So you have a woman who sees a snake. And she doesn't know if the snake has in mind for Tashmish. So what does she do? Tishlach mana v'nishte kamei. She should take off her cloak and throw her clothing in front of the snake. E mitrach bahu. If the snake goes into the article of clothing, daita alei. Well, that means that the snake wants to have her. V'ilo, and if it doesn't, lo yoiv daita alei. The snake doesn't want to have her. So what if it did go into her clothing? So my takanta, what she can do? Tishamesh kamei. She should have bia in front of the snake with her, I guess, assuming with her husband. In Ika Da'amri, the others say, no, don't have bia in front of the snake, because then, kol shekein takif le'yitzrei. Then even more so, the snake is going to be aroused. Ela tishko mimazia umetufra v'tajdi bay. She should take from her hair and from her fingernails and throw in front of it. V'tema, and she should say, tishtana ana. You know, derech nashimli. I have the way of the woman now. I have my period. Next one, Yossi. This one. Wait for your incredulous response to the next one. Ha itasod alya bechivya. So this is a woman who the snake has entered her. Okay. So what does she do? The snake is inside her. So I think this is just sort of talking about the snake as being like the Yetzirah, and that's how I interpret this one about the snake entered her. So ha itasod alya bechivya. Lifsei vilosva atarte chavisa. She should get up and she should sit on top of two barrels. Partially on this barrel, partially on that barrel, I guess in order to open her up. Vilesei bisra shamna vilishte gume. She should bring fatty meat and she put it on coals so that the smoke will come up. The lacey agana the tachli, and she should bring a basket filled with a basket filled with some sort of flour, some sort of what? But, okay, yeah, I don't know what that means. The chamari chasana and wine that has a good smell. The losu hasam, and she put that on the ground underneath her. So her friend does it. The litrukun, that doesn't bother me. That's what bothers you. The litrukuno bahadi adadi, and she should mix the cress and the wine together, so the smell will come up. The linkut tzivasa biyadei, and she should hold the tzivasa, like some sort of, is one of the these tongs, right? So that when the snake smells its smell, it will come out, and she'll be able to grab it with the tongs. Then she should take the snake in the tongs and throw it into the fire. The ilo, because if you don't burn it, hadr ilava, it's going to come back. So I think this is more of a euphemism talking about the yetzer. You got to get you really got to do something to get rid of it. And when it does want to come out, you got to burn it and destroy it. And so because it's going to come back. So it's my own interpretation. I don't know. Got to figure something out. Unless someone's going to go online today and find a case where that actually happened, and I'm sure somewhere in India they got to find the case. Right. maybe. I mean, that's what I'm assuming, but I don't know. Okay, then the Mishnah said, Kola Ochlin, what can you eat? Anything, you can eat any food for refuah, you can drink any drink for shtia. The idea was you can do that so long as it's something that is typically eaten or drunk by people when they're healthy. So the Gemara says, Kola Ochlin, again, is a rule. Whenever you see kol in the Bavli, that means it's coming to include something. So Kola Ochlin lasuye mai. What is Kola Ochlin coming to include? It's coming to include lasuye tichol ishinayim, to eat a spleen for your teeth, and karshinin livnei ma'ayim. And karshinin are vetches, and it's some sort of animal feed, that for your intestines. So the idea is that Tchol is good for your teeth, but is mazik for your bnei me'ayin, and karshin is the opposite. It's good for your bnei me'ayin, and it's not good for your teeth. Right? It's good and bad. So you would have thought that since these things are also mazik, one thing, it's not the derech for people to eat them. If it's not the derech for people to eat them, then the only reason why you're eating it is because you have one of the symptoms that's going to be helpful. So the Gemara says that kamash malan, that nevertheless, the people sometimes... These are things that healthy people do eat. It's not, if you eat it, it's not nikkar that it's only for refuah. And then it says, kol amashkim, what is all amashkim lasuye mai, what's coming to include? Lasuye mei tzlofen b'chometz. I saw caper juices with vinegar. Okay, that can be eaten, again, because that's even though people, even though you're drinking for refuah, it's something that you can drink on Shabbos because it's something that healthy people drink as well. Amra le ravin la rava. Ravin es rava. Mahu lishtos me raglayim. Can you drink urine? I guess there's something to do with urine after a certain amount of time that's medicinal. Mahu lishtos me raglayim b'shabbos. Amra le, so he says, Tanina kol hamashkim shosei. You can have any of the drinks. Me raglayim lo shosei inchi. But no one drinks me raglayim. Healthy people do not. I don't know what the Havim knows. Healthy people don't drink meraglayim, therefore that's not something that you can have on Shabbos, because if you do, it's clear that it's for medicinal purposes, which is not permitted on Shabbos. Then the Mishnah said, chutz mimei dekolim. So we have, the Mishnah says chutz mimei dekolim, some people say it's mei dekolim, and Tana, the Brisa says, chutz mimei dekarim, not dekolim, but dekarim, this type of beer. Man de Tana mei dekarim. The one who says it's called Mei Dekarim, why is it called Mei Dekarim? Shehem Dokrim Es Hamara, because they say it does what it says. It's Dokrim, means it stabs or makes a hole. It punctures the Mara, which I think is the gallbladder, right, and therefore causes like his diarrhea. Umanda Amr Mei Dekalim, and the one who says it's Mei Dekalim, why does it say that? Sheyotzim Min Shnei Dikle, because the Mei Dekalim we're talking about, because this water, this liquid comes out from between two palm trees. Right, so Maidikalim, what is the Maidikalim? Amar Rabba Barbarona, Tarti Taloi Ikeba Marava. I guess there are two types of tamarim that grow in Eretz Yisrael. Venafki Eina Demai Binayu, and there's this water, this spring of water that comes out between them. Kasa Kama Marpe, the first cup that you drink from this water, it's going to heal your insides. Okay, so a little bit of the of comes out of you. Idach, the second coat mishalshel, it causes an excessive amount, it causes diarrhea. Idach, ki hechi da ayel hachi nafik. And when you drink the third cup of it, basically what comes out looks like when it came in. You know, it's like getting prepared for right, colonoscopy. It's going to come all the way. Hechi da ayel hachi nafik. Amra Ula, Ula said, lididi shase shichro de bavloi. I drank this Babylonian beer, uma'u minayu. And it worked better. I guess it cleaned me out better than this made the karim. But that's provided that you haven't drank any of it within 40 days. It only works if you haven't anything at 40 days. Rav Yosef, nothing there. Rav Yosef Amar Rav Yosef says, made the karim. What is made the karim? He says it's zesom hamitzri. It's some sort of Egyptian beer. And how does it make it? It's tilsa sa'ari. One third of it is with barley, I guess with hops. Betilsa kurtami, which is saffron, I think. I don't know how to translate it. Vitilsa milcha, and a third of salt. That's the ingredients. Rav Papa says, no, it's tilsa chiti. It's, I guess it's a wheat beer. It's a blue moon, right? It's a wheat beer. Vitilsa chiti, vitilsa kortami, and a third of saffron, vitilsa milcha, and a third of salt. And it is siminach, and how you know who says what, is sasane, which I think means that Rav Yosef says barley, which is the sasa. That's why sasane. Okay, v'sasi lehu bein difchal atzarta, and you have to drink it. It's people usually drink it between Pesach and Shavuos. The kamait marpile. I guess if you're constipated, it loosens your bowels. Or the rafe, and if you're diuretic, then kamitle. Then it closes you up. Maybe it helps you with the matzah after Pesach.
It's only effective during this period of time.
Oh, okay. Okay, so then the Mishnah said, right, the Mishnah said you can drink everything, right, chutz made the kalim. It said one thing you can't have is made the kalim, the only thing you can't have is kos ikarin. So my kos ikarin. So Amar Rav Yochanan, how do you make it? Lese miskal zuza. So you bring, I think the miskal is some sort of, it's a measurement that holds a zuz, the weight of a zuz, miskal zuza kuma Alexandra of this some sort of Alexandrian from the Alexandrian tree, umiskal zuza gave gila, and another cup filled with this gila, which I think is alum, umiskal zuza kurmin orishka. I'm not sure what that is. I think it's crocus or something like that. Vilishka chinu b'hadei adadei, and grind them together, and you give it to a zava. I guess this is a person of a woman who's having a flow, lizava, and then tilasa b'chamra. You mix these three ingredients with wine, and then hand it to her, viloma akra, and then she'll help her bleeding, but it won't sterilize her, viloma akra, okay? But the yarkinosa, and if somebody has jaundice, terrain psikra, you bring two of these ingredients, don't say which ones, you bring two of the ingredients with the beer, and you drink it, but it's ma'akra, it's going to cause sterility, okay? So the Gemara says, going back to the idea with the zava, tlasa b'chamvom mikar. You give three of these three ingredients with the beer. He drinks it; she gets healed, and she doesn't get sterile. V'ilo. So now we're going to go the whole thing. This must have been an issue that they had because we're going to go like almost an old amud to give, you know, options. If you don't have this, use this. If you don't have this, use that. Right? Lizava tlasa b'chamvom mikar. V'ilo leise tlasa. If not, give tlasa. Kipizi, right? You bring three. I guess these are three barrels or three cups that each hold three lugim, right? Shamchei parseyoy with Persian onions, right? The vinishlok bichamra. I guess you cook it up in wine. Vinashgei, and she should drink it. Vinemalei, and say cook, and you should say kumizovech. Get up from your flow. Vilo, if you don't have that, then a parashas derachim. She should sit on the, I guess she's in the street. Vilinkit kasa de chamri yodei, holding a cup of wine. Vilasi inish meachorav latte, and people should come from behind her and scare her. Vilay malah, and say to her, kumizovech, get up from your flow. Vilal, I don't know even why you wouldn't have, if she doesn't have this, but ilo, if she doesn't have this, or maybe if it doesn't work. Lase buna de kamona. I think it's a fistful of cumin, right? Buna de kamona, ubuna de morika, and a fistful of saffron. Ubuna de shab lilita, and a fistful of fenugreek, and he could put them together. Venishlok b'chamra, cook them with wine, v'nashkin, and drink it. V'nei malei, kum yizoveich, get it from yizoveich. V'ilo, if this doesn't work, laisi shitin sia didona. I think it's 60 barrel seals, right? And I guess soak them in water. V'lish payeh, and I could tape it on her. V'lei makum zoveich, get up from your zoveich. V'i lo, and if that didn't work, lese pashtina, some sort of, I think it's fern, I think he translated, I don't know how he translated it, I saw it as fern, some sort of mossy grass.
A herb that doesn't grow up, but sprouts out of the ground.
Say again?
A herb that doesn't grow up, but sprouts
out of
the ground.
Okay. V'i lo, lese pashtina, v'lishlok b'chamra v'lishpile, and then again, it's cooked him in wine, and I guess sprinkle it on her. V'neimalei kumizoveich. Again. V'ilo, lesi charnuga, dehigsa romisa. You should bring the thistles of a Roman thorn bush. V'likle, I guess, and burned him. V'lispe b'shachake dekitana b'kaita. And you should take this dust from the ashes from this linen article of clothing, I guess. U'b'shachake da'amar gufna b'sifta. And that's what you, sorry, in the summer you take the ashes of the this linen garment, and in the winter you take the ashes of this cotton, right? Cotton type, right? Summer geffen is cotton thing, and I guess some that's what warms you up. I don't know what you do there, but there it doesn't say Nemalei Kumizoveh, it doesn't say it over there. The Ilo, if that doesn't work, Likre Shiva Biri, dig seven ditches, the Likluhu Shipshisa Yalda the Arla, and burn in each of them seven young branches, right, that are still orla. V'likte kasa d'cham b'yadei, and she should hold a cup of wine in her hand, right? V'lokma mehai v'losu meha, and jump, I guess, from one ditch to the other ditch. V'lokma mehai v'losu lahai, v'akal chada v'chada. And every time she stands in one of the ditches, leimala, she should say to her, kum yizoveich. V'ilo, if that doesn't work, leisei simida, I think it's fine flour. V'liska mipalga litatai, and she should anoint herself from waist down, maybe. V'lei malei kum mizoveich. Say again, kum mizoveich. V'i lo, and if he doesn't have that, or that doesn't work, leisle be'osa d'na'amisa. I think it means an ostrich egg, right? V'likle, and burn it. V'lisbe b'sachake d'kina b'kaita, and take the ashes, again, take these ashes with a linen article of clothing in the summer, and a more cotton article of clothing in the winter. V'ilo, I said, and wear it. V'ilo, if that doesn't work, liftach lach avisa d'chamer l'shma. You should open up an expensive bottle of wine for her. I guess maybe she should just drink it, hopefully. Otherwise, it's a waste. V'ilo, and if that doesn't work, last one, v'ilo, lintkit sa'arasa d'mishtachas d'kudna chivarya. She should take in her hand the barley seeds that are found in the waist of a white mule. V'i nakta chad yoma, and if she holds on to that for one day, paska tre yomi, that will help her stop bleeding for 2 days. V'i nakta tre yomi, if she holds on to this for 2 days, paska klusa yomi, it'll stop her flow for 3 days. V'i nakta klusa yomi, if she holds on to it for 3 days, paska la olam, that will prevent her, that will stop her bleeding forever. I guess if it stops her bleeding forever, that's why she becomes sterile. Again, these are the Talmudic medicines. They're put in chayrim. You're not supposed to do them. It could have been. But they had other cases of tapeworm. And this was talking about, I don't know.
Well, we had white mules yesterday. Is there any
Apparently, they are good medicine. That's the only thing I get ever. I don't know. Okay.
Well,
I agree with that. Yeah. So the ones that we like, we'll agree with. But yeah, it's in the Gemara, why not? Okay. Right. For sure.
Well, I remember you said the other day, I think you were saying you understand the concept of that nature changes. How do we say that? Like, the reason we don't do this anymore is because...
Well, that might have been one of the shitos about this. I'd like to cause... Yeah, I
you could look at the time we're living in now as the nature has changed, the world has changed, right?
Yeah, all these different types of medicines. Right, certain diseases went around in February, so that's, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, so you can see it from now. Maybe we could get
hopeless to eat this. So it's seeing the no politics. We see next thing is the Rabbi Yochanan said liyar kono, which is jaundice, trin besichrami akir. Right, we took two of those ingredients, mixed it with beer, and it caused her sterile. It caused her to be sterile. Right, the elo. I guess if you didn't have those ingredients, or you had them, it didn't work. Again, you want to fix the jaundice. Lase resha dishibuta de milcha. Bring the head of the fish that's called a shibuta, salt it. The lishlo pishikra vilishte, and I guess cook it up in beer and drink it. The elo, and if not, lasle monini de kamse. So like the brine of a grasshopper, the elek, and if not, monini, the eleka monini de kamse, if you don't have the brine of a grasshopper, lase monine de nikiri. So either say it's the brine of locusts, Rashi then says small birds, right? You bring this, vila aile live bani vilishbe, and she should go into a bathhouse, all right? I guess, and I'm not sure what she does. She goes into the brine, I'm not sure. The eleka be bani, and if you don't have a bathhouse, probably we want to get the bathhouse, you want to get the heat. You want to get the heat from there. So the e leka be bani lokma ben tanura laguda. She should stand between the oven and the wall, which is very hot. I guess sweat it out. Amar Rabbi Yochanan harotze sheyichamimenu. If you want to warm up the sick person, yikachenu besiduno. Wrap him. That makes sense. Wrap him in heavy garments. You want to sweat out the sickness. Rav Acha bar Yosef chashbe. He had this disease. He had this yarkona. Avid lay Rav Kahana the itose. He did like Rav Kahana did this, meaning he wrapped him up, I guess, in these cloaks, and he was healed. The elo, if you don't have this, lacy tlasa kavizi. You bring three kalim that hold three lugim each, and you put a tamre parsiyasa. You put in these very good dates. The tlasa kapizi dekira nishravo, and these three kalim you fill up with some sort of dripping hot wax with plusa kapizia halatala, and in the three kalim also you put this sort of this aloe, okay? And it's called red aloe apparently. Vilishkiluni bishikwa vilishde, cook it up with the beer and drink it. The ilo, if you don't have that, lese ile bar chamara, you bring some small donkey, right? Viligalach mitsiyasa de reshe, and you shave the head down the middle. I'm not sure. Here he says that you shave the head of the person who's sick. Right, so you shave their head. And then you make his dam, your blood let from that area. And you pour the blood on his head. And you be careful so the blood doesn't get into his eyes, because that will blind him. If you don't have that, you bring the head of some sort of young ram, right? That's been pickled in brine or vinegar. V'lishlok b'shikha v'lishtei. Cook it up in beer and drink it. V'ilo, and if not, lesei dover acher chutrana. Dover acher is a pig. You bring a speckled pig, right? You bring some speckled pig. V'likre v'losei libei. And I guess you rip it up, and you place, you place it on the heart of the sick person. V'ilo, and if you don't have that, which I guess you probably can't have in Eretz Yisrael, right? You're not allowed to raise, right? V'ilo, Lesle karte mikav susa de meshere. You bring these leeks from the middle of the row. I guess the leeks in the middle of the row are the best leeks. I don't know what you do with them though. But hahu taya, you had this, I guess, Arab merchant, tichashbe. He had this yirakon and he was sick. So amra le legina, he said to this gardener, I guess, who had these karte, he says, shkul galimai. I'll barter for you, take my cloak, v'havle mishra dekarte, and give to me these leeks, so I can heal. So Yahivle, he made the deal, v'achla, and he ate the leeks. Amr le, so the Arab merchant says, oshlan glimeich, right, v'agine be'kali. So let me borrow the cloak, it's now yours, but let me borrow it, and I guess I'll sleep in it a little bit. So ikrach v'gnabe. So I guess he folded it up, maybe used it as a pillow, and he slept on it. Kad ichamim v'kam. I guess when he got so hot, I guess he got hot. Nafal porta mine. I guess he got so hot that he burned the talus to the point where the cloak fell apart, and so the poor gardener lost his leeks and then lost the cloak as well. Okay. So the Gemara said, right? The Gemara said. Li Yarkona. For the Yarkona, train b'shikra u'me'aker. Right, you do two of these ingredients, but you have to know it's going to cause sterility. So the Gemara says, Batanya, but we have a brisa that says, minayin l'seiris ba'adam shu aser. You're not allowed to sterilize a person. How can you do that? How can you cause sterility? Right, Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, this is a pasuk is talking about you're not allowed to be makriv an animal who is sterile. Right, the pasuk says, u'ma'uch v'kasus v'nasuk v'charus lo sakrivenu l'Hashem. And then it says, u'ba'artzechem lo sa'asu. Right, you can't do that in your, and they learn out, ba'artzechem lo sa'asu also means, ba'chem lo sa'asu. You may not do that. You're not allowed to do these things that cause sterility. Divrei Reb Chanina. Those are the words, you can't cause something to be sterile. So the Gemara says, oh, no. Hani mili, where are you not allowed to cause somebody to be sterile? Hani mili, hecha dekamekavein. Right, that's only if your intent is to do that. What you're doing is, I guess, a vasectomy or hysterectomy. I mean, that's not possible. I'm saying if you're doing something that, by definition, is causing the sterility. But hacha me'atzmohu, here it's like a side effect. You know, it's a side effect. You're not doing it to sterilize the person. You're healing A, and as a side effect, B is happening. The Amar Rav Yochanan, right, because Rav Yochanan said, harocha shi saris taragol, if you want to sterilize the rooster, yitol karbalato, take away its crest, umistares me'elav, and then it becomes sterile. So you're not making it sterile. You're taking away its crest, and that's causing something else to happen. Now the Gemara says, no. I'm going to answer that up. That's different. The case of the rooster is different. V'hamar of Ashi, remus ruchu d'nakotile. No, when you take away the crest of the rooster, you're not sterilizing the rooster. You're just taking away its confidence. That's how it walks. It's macho. It walks around by having the crest. Once it loses its crest, it still could do what it needs to do. It just won't, because it feels worthless now that it doesn't have its crest. So that's what it said. There's no raya that you let that by sterilizing something, you know, as a byproduct that becomes mutter. Tosos has interesting. Tosos says, well, wait a second, isn't this a davar sheino muskavin? Right, it's a davar sheino muskavin. Right, so Tosos says maybe that according to this is only going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that Dovah Shein Muskavein is usser. But according to Rabbi Shimon, Dovah Shein Muskavein is not a problem. So he says, if you look in the middle of Tosos, he says, brings the She'iltos. Umashim mefarsh b'She'iltos. The hada usser lishto sama de akrasa hainu k'Rabbi Yehuda. That's only k'Rabbi Yehuda. The amar Dovah Shein Muskavein usser. And he said, oh, wait a second, but don't we pass like Rav Shimon? He goes, no, but Afa gav the kaim along Rav Shimon to Shari, even though we hold like Rav Shimon that Dovah Shein Muskavein is mutter, or at least potter, hainu dafka b'Shabbos. That might only be on Shabbos, mishum diba'ina melech t'mashabbos, because you have this extra status, you have to have melech t'mashabbos. You don't, Dovah Shein Muskavein is not melech t'mashabbos. Ava b'chol Torah kula, maybe chol Torah kula sphirle k'Rav Yehuda, to hold like Rav Yehuda. That's why you have the problem here. But the Ri says, no, v'ein nir l'ri, di b'chol ha-Torah kula kaim along Rav Shimon to Shari. Across all the Torah, we always hold like the Dovah Shein Muskavein is not usser like Rav Shimon. So over here, if it's Dovah Shein Muskavein, why is it usser? It's Dovah Shein Muskavein. So go on the bottom. He says, "Well, last three lines." This goes even for Rav Shimon. Why? The psik reishu, because it's a psik reishu. Rav Shimon says Dovah Shein Muskavein is not usser, but here it's a psik reishu. Why? Because it's the vada yistaris b'shtias kos ikrin. You definitely become sterile by drinking the thing that is named the cup of sterility, the kos ikrin, like an akara, that's what causes its own to be barren. So you see here, also what's interesting, according to this, we're passing like Rav Shimon, it's a psik reishe. What type of psik reishe is this? This is a psik reishe de lo nichale. So that's against the aruch. The aruch is always one who says a psik reishe de lo nichale, he says it's mutter. But this is saying psik reishe de lo nichale is usser. So the Rosh says that may not be such a raya, because maybe the aruch only holds psik reishe de lo nichale is on Shabbos. That's a big problem because a lot of the proofs from the Aruch, including his initial proof, is from non-Shabbos activities, like sprinkling wine on top of the Mizbeach, and the flame starts going out. But again, this is another thing to add to this idea, the concept of the Machlokas about Psik Reishi. Okay.
You cannot drink these things on Shabbos because it heals the jaundice remedies.
Yeah, well, that was the whole thing, and then we're just trying to figure out what they were, right? These were... Well, all the shots we have, Dovah Shein Muskavein, a nuzer brushing their hair or something like that. It's going to pull out the hair. Right, all these things are Dovah Shein Muskavein.
Is that just a shayla?
No, he did it on purpose.
If you didn't know something was going to happen, isn't that called a shayla?
No, Dovah Shein Muskavein is I'm purposely doing what I want to do.
I'm doing what I'm doing, but I didn't know that it's going to result.
It wasn't guaranteed that it's going to result. Yeah, correct. So we have examples throughout shots about that.
Okay.
throughout Shas. Sprinkling the water, sprinkling the wine onto the Mizbeach, that's going to cause the flame to go to drip down. That's the main source, it's Gemara and Zvachim. The Nazir brushing his hair. All these things are Dover She'ena Miskavin. Because you don't, it's not what you want, to, not what you want to happen. There's examples are out throughout Shas about that. Okay. Yeah. So you have to know that the doctor. It's, I guess if you're that sick, if it's sakanas nefashos, I guess it's something else. Shabbos it's not only to drink this because it's not something that healthy people drink, so therefore it's purely medicinal.
Right.
So therefore you cannot drink it on Shabbos.
Unless he's really sick.
Well, if your pikuach nefesh is a different thing. That's a kol sheish b'sakana is everything else. Right. Right. But so the amar of Ashi. So Ella. So what's the case? So what's the heter to drink this close ikron if it's in close sterility? Ella bisaris. It's talking about somebody who's already sterile. Person who's already sterile. V'ham Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rav Yochanan. Rav Chiya say the name Rav Yochanan. Hakol modim b'mechametz ach mechametz chayav shene'emar lo safek chametz lo satsi chametz. And everyone agrees. Bisaris ach mesaris. I'll explain to who chayav shene'emar ma'uch v'kasus v'nasuk v'karus. Right? You know, karus chayav al natuk lo kol shekein. So what's going on here is the question is, let's say you have a kol modim b'chametz ach mechametz. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, top Rashi, afal pi shenechachu b'bechor she'achzur dam. Let's say you have a bechor, like a bechor animal that has a problem with the blood. Eme kizin o eme kizin. If you let a bloodlet, to have a metil mum b'bal mum, you're putting another mum into somebody that already has a mum. So that to machlokas is whether you can make another mum in somebody that already has a mum, right? V'ikol aman d'shari lakizu v'lasos b'mum. Some say, well, once he already has a mum, so you can make another mum. But they all agree, mode heim b'mechametz mincha achar mechametz, that if something already in the process of making the korban mincha, you did something that's going to cause it to leaven. You can't do something else to cause it to leaven. You can't do another thing in the process to cause it. You can't double leaven, basically, right? Because shekol asiyusa shal mincha ne'asu b'chumetz, because each and every action of the korban mincha, you're not allowed to make it become chametz. So if you needed it and it became chametz, and then so you go ahead and then you bake it into chametz, you violate the Isser again. Why you would do that, I don't know, but the person does it twice, you violate again, which is hakol modim, everyone agrees, b'mechametz achar mechametz shuchayev. How do you know that? Because the pasuk says, lo safe chametz, you can't bake it into chametz, and it says, I guess it was earlier, it says, lo sase chametz, you can't make it into chametz. So if you can't make it into chametz, well, baking is included in the making process. So why does baking come out again? To teach you that every step in the process can't be made chametz. Everyone agrees to that. And also, everyone agrees, b'misaris achar misaris shuchayev. If somebody has something in him that's making him sterile, you can't do more. I don't know what more that can be done. The Mishnah Gemara explains, how do we know that? Because it says, umauch v'kasus v'nasuk v'karus, right? Im al karus. Something is karus, which I think means like the testicles are sort of snapped or cut, but they're still in, I guess they're still in the scrotum, they're still there, so that you're chayev, so natuk, which means you cut it off completely, lo kol shekein, of course you're chayev. Ella, what's come to teach you? Lavi nosik achar koresh chayev. So if you cut the whole thing off, even if it's already detached, I guess inside, right, then that's still going to be violated. So you see that just because somebody is sterile, doesn't mean you're allowed to do something else to make them, that would make them sterile. You can't do it. So Ella, we're talking about a zakein. We're talking about an old person, I guess, who's already sterile. Gemara says, no. You have a Talmudic Viagra, Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Hein, Hechazruni La'arusi. Those refuos that were mentioned back in the Gemara in Gittin, on Daf Ayin, about someone who doesn't have the ability to have via Hechazruni La'arusi. They brought me back to my virility as a youth. So therefore, you see that there's no such thing as a Zakein who's completely sterile, because you can fix it. For me, Gemara says, Ella B'isha, must be talking about a woman. A woman is different. Once you know you have, once you reach menopause, kind of reach menopause apparently. So okay, that's fine. Ula Rav Yochanan ben Baruka, the Amar al Shneim, but Rav Yochanan ben Baruka is the one who said, but no, the idea of making someone sterile, it's an isser even for a woman, because the idea of making someone sterile is a problem because you have mitzvah puravu. Rav Yochanan ben Baruka holds that the woman also has the mitzvah puravu. The Amar al Shneim, because it says on both the man and woman who omer vayivarech osam. Hashem blessed both of them, Elokim, Vayomer Lahem, and says to them, Elokim, Pruravu. The Pasuk is in Lashon Rabim, talking about the male and female. So Ma'ikul Meimar. So what are you going to say? You can't sterilize a woman. So it must be the case is bizikena. It's talking about a zikena, someone who's old already, and she can't give birth. Inami b'akara, or someone for whatever reason, also it's known that they're an akara, therefore you're not creating any sterility in this woman, and that's where it would be mutter. We'll stop here, pick up the Mishnah tomorrow on Daf Kufi and Aleph. All right, have a good day.